You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, we're being urged to check if our cold symptoms are a sign of something more sinister this winter. New research highlights that many Brits are unable to distinguish which symptoms are a sign of carbon monoxide exposure and which are just a sign of a seasonal virus. Joining us now to help distinguish between the two are Dr. Poonam Krishan, TV medic and Strictly star, of course, and Jonathan Palmer, the standards and training manager for Gas Safe Register. It is really good speaking with you both today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Poonam, the research findings are quite shocking. I think we were looking at only a quarter of Brits recognize symptoms of carbon monoxide exposure. So what symptoms should we be looking out for here?
Yes, absolutely. And particularly amongst young people as well, they're unaware of these symptoms. So we are at a point, a time of year where a lot of people are affected with colds, flus, COVID is going around at the moment. And common symptoms of that are things like headaches, fatigue, dizziness, feeling sick. But a lot of people don't know that there is an overlap. These symptoms are also actually found if you are suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning. And why I'm so proud to join the Gas Safe Register in this campaign for Check Your Cold is to raise awareness that if you are struggling from these symptoms and they're not settling down after a few days of just resting, as a cold or the flu would do, then it's important to think twice and just check, are your gas appliances up to speed? Have they been checked? Have you got an audible carbon monoxide alarm in the house? Could you be at risk of carbon monoxide poisoning?
And when it comes to seasonal cold and flus, are there any symptoms that would perhaps help us rule out that it's carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah, great question. Yes. So fever and nasal congestion. So if you're feeling all blocked up in your sinuses, etc., those are not a sign of carbon monoxide poisoning, which a lot of people have. Especially there was some research that was done and people were confused. Over half of people incorrectly identified that nasal congestion and fever as potential signs of carbon monoxide poisoning. So these are unlikely to happen if you've got carbon monoxide poisoning, more likely if you've got the common cold and flu.
And what would be our first thing to do if we suspect that we perhaps had that carbon monoxide leak? Should we see our GP? Should we visit the A&E? What's the advice here?
Yeah, actually, nearly two thirds of people that were interviewed as part of this consumer research thought that staying warm indoors with the central heating on, the windows closed, was what you should do. Absolutely not. If you suspect that there is a carbon monoxide leak, you need to get out, you need to ventilate, you need to get fresh air. But if you are thinking that actually my breathing's affected, and you are suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning, you need to get medical help, whether that's speaking to your GP and calling them up for advice or heading up to A&E and getting treated if it's more severe symptoms.
Now, Jonathan, Poonam mentioned already there that we should definitely check our appliances, but what is the advice here when it comes to making sure our homes are safe?
Yeah, so as she said, you need to ensure all your gas appliances are checked annually. So not just your boiler, which everyone seems to, you know, a lot of people get their boiler checked annually, but you need to also consider things like fires and gas cookers. We get a lot of issues with carbon monoxide from gas cookers, especially, you know, if you're shutting all the windows in the kitchen. A lot of people have quite small kitchens. They put all the hobs on, and then that can raise the fumes in the kitchen. So you need to ensure that you get all your gas appliances checked every year by a suitably qualified Gas Safe Registered gas engineer. So you can find any engineers in your area on our website, which is www.gassaferegister.co.uk, or you can give us a call on 0800 408 5500, and we'll point you to some local engineers. It's also important to recognise that, like I say, not all engineers will be qualified for all of your gas appliances. So when they turn up, every gas engineer will have a card with them, and on the back of that card will show you what appliances they are qualified for. Also, the safest way you can be is make sure you've got an audible CO alarm, carbon monoxide alarm. They're much similar to a smoke alarm. A lot of them these days are a combined smoke and CO alarm, and you should test them monthly just by pushing the test button just to check that alarm is working.
That's brilliant. And of course, you can fit bum pants, and you can also, for some of them, actually request colored covers, so it would make it accessible if you have maybe limited or no size. So that's quite useful. Jonathan, could you give us that website address and that phone number again, please? Especially if you want to look up that local gas safe registered engineer for us.
Yeah, the website is www.gassaferegister.co.uk. That's all one word, .co.uk. And then when you go on the website, on the homepage, it will say find an engineer, you put in your postcode, and that will give you all your local gas engineers. Or you can call us if you struggle with computers, which some people do. You can give us a call on 0800 408 5500, and we'll be able to give you a couple of numbers for you.
Brilliant. Well, Dr. Poonam Krishan and Jonathan Palmer from GasSafe Register, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.